RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales, thanks for joining me this Sunday for more of the weird, bizarre, and unusual stories from old-time radio. We'll hear this time from The Creaking Door. South African series aired from the mid-1960s into the 1970s. Most of the episodes that are still around today are from the 1964 to 1965 run, like the one we'll hear right now. It's titled Dangerous Dive. This one aired June 8th, 1964.
About this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the top in Pine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is so pretty. So do come in. Have you ever considered the poor deep-sea diver? Now there's an interesting job for you. Walking along the silent seabed, thousands of feet under the surface. Not a sound. The pressure down there causing you to suck in deep breaths, just to give you the energy to move. A pleasant little walk on the bottom of the sea. Surprising what you can bump into down there in the Stygian gloom.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Edgar Trevelyan had a small fishing boat to catch, and a diving suit, and a partner. His partner was called Fred Martin, and he came from London. trusted Fred, which was very silly of him.
But don't you see? We've got nothing to lose.
But isn't there some business about getting permission from the Coast Guard or the Treasury or something?
Yeah, we don't want to bother about nonsense like that. The Birkenhead was sunk in 1942. She was on her way from Cape Town with a shipment of gold.
Yes, I know all that. And I know she went down just off the point. I remember it well. But you don't think she's been allowed to sit there for 25 years, do you? They've been down there. They must have died for her.
Yeah, of course they have. They dived straight after it happened. They dived just after the war. And they've dived three times since then.
Well, then, there won't be no gold left down there.
Oh, yes, there will. Because they haven't recovered it. None of the divers ever came back to the surface. Hold it to look at me in disbelief, as well he might. It was an unlucky story, but it was true. The Birkenhead's gold had never been recovered. So many lives had been lost trying to recover it that they put a stop to the attempts. The Coast Guards and the Treasury had forbidden it. There wasn't much at stake to make a determined, expensive effort really worthwhile. Not enough to interest the government or Lloyd, but enough for me.
Why didn't the other doilers come back to the service? What happened to them?
Yeah, they must have got their airlines caught between jagged rocks.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Could be something down there. Otherwise, why did we leave the catch and row?
We left the catch because I don't want no one to see where we're diving. Small rowing boat, they won't spot the reef.
Who do you expect is going to spot us anyway? We're miles on the coast, there's no ship any
file. Oh, but there is the coast guard. That's what I'm wondering. We're not supposed to be doing this, remember? We should do. Yeah. I'll move your helmet, Edgar. And I'll get the pump going.
Put the helmet on. Try it in the car.
I'm going to get my phone, sorry. Now, try yours.
Hello? Hello, all right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, I can hear you fine. All right, then. I'll just boat you in. Never mind the blasted fish. Flash downwards. Any masts? Any superstructure?
Wait a minute. No, nothing. I see better when I get right down to the seabed.
All right. I'll lower you down to 30 fathoms. I lowered him down to 30 fathoms. That's a lot of water to have over your head. But Edgar's voice came through loud and clear from the intercom. I wanted to know why those other divers didn't come back. Maybe Edgar wouldn't come back. That would be tough for him, but I could always find another diver. What I wanted to know was what it was. I wanted to know why the divers never came back, why the airline was broken. And I hoped that Edgar, over the intercom, would tell me. You see something?
Yes. I can see her all right. She's right in front of me, sitting on the sand as peaceful as you
please. Never mind the poetry. Get on board and find out where the gold is.
Yes, all right, I'll do that. Johnny, she doesn't look real. Like the sort of ghost. She
She's sitting quite upright on the sand, as if she's sailing toward me.
It goes in the forward hold. You'll need the blowpipe to get through. Let me know when you want it, and I'll lower it down. The knocker is simply being tortured a marvelous thing. Within 10 minutes of locating the hold, Edgar had it open. It seemed as if no one had ever managed to get the gold out before. But Edgar was a good guy. I felt a bit sorry for him when I realized that the time had come to go through with the first part of my plan.
More than a day to get it up. Better bring me up now, Fred.
But I didn't bring him up. I cut the air knife.
All right, Fred. Bring me up. I'm starting to feel a bit funny. Maybe the pressure. Been down too long. You better bring me up, Fred. Fred! Why don't you ask me? Fred! Can't you hear me? Can't you hear? Bring me down here, Fred. Fred, bring me up. Fred, please, Fred. Fred. Fred.
And that's how Edgar died. Oh, did he? His dying voice echoed in my ears long after his last choking scream. Even now at night when everything's still, and perhaps I'm fast asleep, that voice comes to me.
Fred, Fred, please, don't leave me, Fred. Fred!
But that night, off the Cornish coast, with a few seabirds crying and the lazy slap of the waves against the rowing boat, there was no doubt that Edgar was dead. I sculled back to the kitchen, sailed back to the harbor. I collected Pamela and I reported the matter to the local authorities.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Martin. You and your partner, Edgar, were out about 15 miles,
Oh, I feel terrible about it, Sergeant. I tried to talk him out of it, didn't I, Pamela?
You can't blame yourself, Fred. He's an obstinate old fellow, old Edgar. Well, you know that, Inspector.
Sergeant, ma'am. What's your name, please? Were you also aboard the rowing boat?
Oh, no, I didn't know they were going to attempt it. When they discussed it the previous night, I thought Fred had talked Edgar out of it.
Miss Hastings is a very good friend of mine, Sergeant. Well, my fiancé, actually.
Oh, I see. And you thought that Edgar Trevelyan had been dissuaded. Is that it, Miss Hastings?
Oh, that's it entirely. That's what I thought.
You know, of course, Mr. Martin, that salvage operations on the Birkenhead have been forbidden because so many divers lost their lives.
Yes, of course I know, Sergeant. And that's why I tried to talk Fred out of it. But you know what you Cornishmen are like. He insisted.
Yes, I see, sir. I'm surprised Edgar tried it. He must have known the stories.
What stories?
Oh, folks around here know them. The last couple of fellows who died for that wreck didn't die of suffocation. Their airlines were intact.
What? How do you mean?
Well, we couldn't let the real story get out, of course. I say we, but it wasn't nothing to do with me, of course. But this is what I hear.
Look, man, get on with it.
Did he, darling? Go on, Sergeant.
Well, the first few tries were made. Well, the airline suddenly surfaced, whipping about a bit as the air blew out into nothing. They'd been cut. Jagged sort of cuts.
Yeah?
Then after that, they sent a man down with a specially sheathed, heavily armored airline. It was impossible to cut through or break. He was the first of the ones who didn't die. Poor devil.
Why, poor devil, he didn't die.
Been better off if he had done. He suddenly started to scream and shout down there. Going off his head, he was. They dragged him back as quickly as they could. Too quickly, probably. When they got him to the surface and back in the boat, he was insane. Screaming and thrashing about. It took 5 men to hold him down. But
what had happened down there?
Who knows? But he and the other two after him who tried spent the rest of their lives in an asylum, screaming about the terrible thing that haunted the Birkenhead. That ship down there is haunted, Mr. Martin. The gold is being protected by a ghost.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you. It's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Of a watery grave, but a watery ghost. That's something that Fred just couldn't fathom. But he wasn't put off. He could explain everything. Or at least, that's what he thought.
I don't be silly, Pam. As bad as those silly superstitious people who live in Cornwall. People in this part of the world are known for their ghost stories, legends.
Well, what happened then? There's no denying that something happened. Those last couple of divers are still in institutions. Still raving mad. Something must have caused that to happen.
The bends.
What?
The bends. That's what was the matter with them. The bends are the very painful sort of a cramp, only 1,000 times worse. Divers get it when they're brought to the surface too fast. Some sort of thing, nitrogen, I think, sort of bubbles into the bloodstream. Could injure the brain, injure it badly. Badly enough to drive a man mad. And that's what happened.
You can't be sure.
Of course I'm sure. Look, I'll tell you what happened. They thought they saw something down there. Even that fool Edgar said the ship looked like a ghost ship. They thought they saw something, and then they panicked. They screamed to be brought up. And the men on the surface, also remembering what had happened in the past, anxious that nothing should happen to them, brought them up too quickly. When they hit the surface, the bends hit them. Nowadays, they would have been put into a decompression tank. But in those days, they probably just sat back and watched the fools go out of their minds. That's what happened, Pam. There's no ghost down there. There's no such thing as ghosts. But I was wrong. Or was I? I don't know anymore. Anyway, the next night, Pamela and I took out the catch. It was mine now. Just the gold would be mine. All mine. And Pam's. No fool Edgar to share it with, to be scared that he might talk. All that gold. And just Pam and I to share it. Getting it up would be simple. Pam would stay on the surface. I'd trade her whatever to do. I would go down. Take a grab and hooks with me. Stick the gold in some sort of hoist and guide it to the surface as Pam worked the pattern up there. Simple. It wouldn't take us long. Edgar talked about a day, but Pam and I rode to the place just before midnight, and we'd be finished by dawn.
Fred, I'm scared. Please, forget about it. We don't need that money as badly as all that.
What are you talking about? You're talking rubbish.
I'm not. Let's go, Duffel. We can be...
Do you think I've gone to all this trouble to set the thing up, bribe the guy at the Admiralty, get the charge, work out the position, murder Edgar, and all for nothing? You must be mad.
I'm not mad, Fred. Something evil about this spot. I can feel it. Can you?
No, I can't.
Ominous. Something evil. Something's trying to warn
us. Shut up and help me on with my homies.
But please, Fred, do as I say.
Look, are you going to help me or aren't you? Everybody's extremely in this business, you know. If you don't want to do it, I'll get somebody else.
Get rid of me and I should get rid of Edgar, I suppose.
Well, don't push your luck too far. Murder is the only thing in life where you really do get two for the price of one. One murder or two murders, they only hang you once. Are you in or do I get somebody else?
I love you, Fred. I'm in.
Came over to me over the one side.
right, Fred? Guy, are you all right?
Yes, of course I'm all right. Now, drop down beside the wreck. Nicola was right. It does look like a ghost ship sailing over the sand.
What else do you see, Fred? What else?
Over
here, Gavin.
And it's his
left
hand,
isn't
it?
Is his body there?
Yes, of course, it's still here. Do you think he got
up and walked away? I'm scared, Fred. I have a feeling that anything could happen.
Well, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear about what you're scared of.
All right, Fred, I won't say anything.
And just keep out of things until I shout for you to hoist the gold up.
All right, I'll wait. I mean, hurry,
Fred. Oh, for heaven's sake, stop nagging. Look, switch your intercom off. I don't want your voice in my ears all the time I'm doing this, Fred.
Fred, I...
Do as I say. It's bad enough down here without your moaning in my ear like it was in doom. Now switch it off. When I want you to haul in the gold, I'll give three tugs on the lifeline. Slow ones. If you get a lot of fast ones, then just pull me in. And switch on again if that happens. Otherwise, keep out of my hair.
All right, Fred.
Hello. Pamela? Pamela, hello. Well, at least she does what she's told.
Like me, eh, Fred?
What was that?
I did as I was told, isn't it?
Think of what?
Didn't do me very much good. You'll kill me, Fred. You murdered me.
Are you sitting around with that income up there?
You're hearing me, all right. You're hearing me. The man you murdered.
Don't mind it. I
mustn't
stop talking to myself.
Not your dead partner. Your dead partner. It's not a nice Fred. Suffocation isn't a nice death. Look at me, poor body. Look how I must have fleshed about. Hairline all entangled, lifeline. I never thought you'd be that way, Fred.
I'm not going back up. I'll finish the job.
You're halfway run. You're not going back up, mate. Not with me. You're going to die down here. You're going to die like I died. Struggling to draw breath. Trying to scratch your way out of this tin can. You're going to die, Fred.
I don't know what it is. There's no such thing as ghosts. Pam! You switched off. Go ahead. Switch off the intercom. I'll turn on the light.
What is it, Pam? What's wrong?
Hey, nothing wrong. Yes, but keep your switch open. I want you to meet me. Tell me if you hear anything.
You won't hear anything, funny boy.
Did you hear that, Pam?
Yes, I heard what you said. I'll keep listening.
Never mind what I said. Did you hear him?
Him? Fred, what are you talking about? What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. But didn't you hear anything but me?
He can't hear me, buddy boy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what? Fred, something wrong, isn't there, down there? I'm going to pull you up.
No. No, you're not. I'm not scared of any voices. I'm not going to give up a fortune just because of a fool voice in my ear. Stop.
You'll give it up, Fred. You'll never get back alive.
No. Even if you are a ghost, I'm not scared of you.
Oh, it's not me you've got to be worried about. But take a good look in front of you. Take a good look.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No.
You hear what I mean? I'm not. That's the thing that's going to finish you up, Fred.
No.
Oh, just relax. Yeah. Give him an injection. That'll calm him down. Not in the facings, but really.
Suddenly said he heard voices down there. Yeah. I was listening. I could hear nothing. Then he suddenly screamed. No, no, no. I pulled him off. I haven't been able to get any sense out of him.
Yes, I see. Now, Mr. Martin, what was it that you saw? What was it?
It wasn't real. It was all the evil of all time enclosed in one hideous, unbelievable form. It was horrible. Disgusting. Impossible.
Just relax. Try to sleep. The bends, you see, Miss Hastings. It can play funny tricks with a man's brain. It can cause damage, permanent damage.
You know,
I'm afraid so. But don't worry. We'll keep him here. He'll be safe.
Oh, no. Worse than death.
Worse than death. Aim for it.
What was that?
He's hearing voices again, you see. Very sad.
Think it, you're imagining me, Fred. They can't hear me. But you're not imagining things. I'm here with you. And I'll be with you.
Dear, dear, dear. At least Fred won't be short of someone to talk to, will he? Edgar's always there. And I don't know why Fred makes such a fuss about this horrible monster on the ocean bed. It happens to be a personal friend of mine. Down here, behind the creaking door.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.
That's it for this episode of Strange Tales. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you could decipher all of the words. I know sometimes it's difficult with this series. They don't always sound that good, but I was able to clean this one up quite a bit. Want to hear more from The Creaking Door? Just visit RelicRadio.com to find other episodes from that and more old-time radio in general, including all the other podcasts. There's links to our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream, and our donate button there as well. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from the website. Thank you very much to those who have, and thank you for joining me today. I'll be back next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.